every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Michael McDowd. Russell Jackman is on assignment today. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question, so make sure that you stay tuned in. I want to make a mention here for Drinksgiving and Blackout Wednesday, a very popular night for bars and venues. Did you know that the Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving often sees many people in town for the holiday and looking for something fun to do? San Fran Halen, which is a tribute band to Van Halen, is playing at the Hot Monk in Novato on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which would be November 26th. Check them out. You can look at sanfranhalen.com. All right, Michael, we got a quick minute before we have to go to our break. This was just our little intro. Today's going to be a little bit of a somber show, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, before we get to that, for our beautiful listeners watching on YouTube, I'm making nothing but really amazing hand gestures, the wave, the sprinkler. I can't even get you to laugh. So what's the deal with you, my friend? That's what I want to know about. Doesn't make you laugh, I got nothing. I might as well just walk off.
Ordinarily, you make me laugh. I'm going to be reading.
You know what? I just thought about this right now. You know how we are, you know, we have a few days of production meetings, and our executive producer makes sure that our show runs smoothly, and our interns and all that stuff. But why don't we have you? Is your buddy who the lead singer for this band, San Fran Van Halen?
Huh? Yeah.
Why don't we have him on the show?
Rob Spinoza.
Why don't we have him on the show?
Oh, I could. It's, you know, mostly he's on the business show because he's a mortgage broker.
Yeah, but does the dude sing?
He's a really good guitarist. That's why he plays Eddie Van Halen.
We should have him on playing some tunes. Listen, sports fans love Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, no, he's very good. I've heard him play. He did like a little something on YouTube. Hey, tell you what, stay with us, audience. We're going to a break right now. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Michael McDude McDowell. Is that really your middle name, McDude?
No, so let me clarify this, because you know you can call me McDude. When I was in the Bay Area, and I'm still a Bay Area guy, but I had a sports talk show. It's called the McDude Show.
There you go.
You know, I mean, what a great name, the McDude Show. And people love the name. So I kind of got that nickname for many years. And so, yeah, man, they call me the McDude. I got no problem with that.
Well, I like it. That works. Okay.
You know, want to hear something random? On this day in 1904, the ninth Iron Bowl game between Auburn was played, Auburn and Alabama, and Auburn beats Alabama 29-4. That's like a huge game in the South. I don't know if you ever watched the damn thing, but I watch it. I'm not like,
yeah, it, no, it, Alabama and Auburn. Wait a minute, there were two safeties?
You know, that's a good point. Hold on. No, it was 29-5.
Okay, a safety and a field goal. All right. Okay, I got a totally random trivia question for you that is not part of our regular trivia.
Yeah.
And this is something I invented, so I don't have any proof except for the fact that I know the sport well enough that I believe this is true. What is the hardest game, or what is the hardest score to bowl if you're trying to bowl a certain score? What's the hardest score to get exactly that number? Now, like zero would be easy. You just throw all gutter balls, right? And 300, I mean, it's hard to do, but a lot of people throw 300s. I'll bet in the history of bowling, nobody's ever had this, or I've never heard of anyone bowling this score. What would you think it is? I was like, if you really tried to do it, it'd be extremely difficult.
Well, I know 300 is like the big score, one, yeah, right?
This is harder to bowl. To me, this is actually harder to bowl than a 300.
Let's say a 450. I don't know.
No, yeah, I mean, it's got to be, you know, is between 0 and 300.
I don't know.
292. And the reason is because you'd have to throw 11 strikes. And on the last one, trying to get two is extremely difficult because you have to chop. You can get three pretty easily. You can get one pretty easily. But getting two is very difficult because you have to chop the six off the eight, that sort of thing. Or the four, excuse me, the four off the eight.
I figured you had like a trick question because You know, like in today's world, kids get like, you know, first of all, I think a B average is just fine. In my case, a C minus average was fine. But the moral of the story is, you know, we hear about these kids, and I know you know about this, and, you know, the standard was, hey, I got a 4.0. Well, yeah. Today's kids get like a 4.5 or a 4.6 or 4.8. I'm all, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I went with that logic regarding your question because I figured this has got to, you know, maybe you go beyond like a 300. But yeah. Anyway.
I challenge anybody who knows a sport to challenge me on that and tell me why I'm wrong. And you can email me, edward@sportsecon101.com. The answer, or not the answer, but try to discuss that with me and tell me why you think that I'm wrong as to why a 292 is the hardest score to bowl. Go ahead.
And conversely, how the hell does a kid get a 4.6, 4.7 GPA?
They get extra credit. Yeah, I mean, you can get an 8++++++ extra credit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, any kid that does that, great.
Yeah, well, it downplays all the 4.0 students. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the sad part about that. Okay, so let's first talk about, first of all, the NBA is underway. And there's some really good teams out there. Finally, it looks like Wemby is kind of coming into his own, doesn't it?
Who?
Wemby for San Antonio? Wembanyama?
Yeah. No, it looks like he's coming into his own. I mean, I honestly don't pay attention to the NBA a whole lot because until like Christmas, I think the first part of the year is pretty darn boring. I mean, we've only played, 11 games? So,
yeah, they're getting the feet wet.
You know, I mean, it's, I used to cover the NBA. I knew every player in the league, not every stat, but I knew a lot about the NBA. I still know a little bit, but for our NBA fans, I know it's a great sport, but it's just that the whole game has changed so much and the players they just move so rapidly. And, the Spurs, for example, are 8-2, but the team who's the hottest team right now in the NBA is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're 11-1. Yeah. I mean, they're the team, obviously the defending champions as well.
Yeah, and then the Knicks. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the season's early. I mean, they, by far, they've got the Pistons are 9-2. And then, you know, the rest of the NBA is the rest of the NBA. The Wizards are terrible. The Pacers look terrible. The Nets look terrible. They're all 1-10, those
teams.
And
the Pacers, I know Haliburton was hurt in the finals last year, but the Pacers, you know, they were the second-place team, you know, last year. So it's kind of, early in the season, but, you know.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you look at, you know what, Daniel Jones in Indiana is. Oh, I'm looking at. You know what? I'm looking at the NFL stats. What am I talking about? I know we got to talk about the NFL, but sure. You know, I mean, it's, you know, Giannis is still 33-4. Alexander, Shea Alexander is like 32-8. I mean, Maxey with Phoenix is 32-1. So, kind of some interesting names. You know where. Where are the Steph Currys, where the LeBron Jameses? They are getting older. Joka. In fact, what is it? Is 11.9 assists per game? That's pretty insane. And to your point, Wembanyama, or Wemby, he's got like, he's averaging 3 blocks per game. That's pretty insane. That's pretty good, you know. You know, I'm looking at the threes. Well, go ahead.
It helps to be a 7-footer.
It does. But, you know, you look at the 3-point shooter, and Steph Curry is number 4. Mitchell out of Cleveland is number 1 at 4.2. So, Grayson Allen is another great 3-point shooter. Anthony Edwards from, Minnesota is right up there. So, you know, as we keep talking about it, the NBA, you really got to pay attention to it and to look at the intricacies of the game, because it's just the centers were always like a big deal. They're starting to make a little bit more of a play because the centers are now so much more athletic than they used to be.
Yeah.
Because three-pointers never, I mean, centers never shot three-pointers. Where's the low post game? You know, where is the feeds inside? Which, you know, who has a good sky hook? I can't name one center. Can you?
Jokic got a pretty...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Well, you know...
Let's go to our first commercial trivia question here. Who was the first president to live in the White House? All right, that's our trivia question. Email Edward at sportsecon101.com. We'll see if you know that answer. Also, we want to make a mention here for Mountain Mike's Pizza. That's what you should be, Mountain Mike McDude. Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Pizza the way it ought to be. I love getting their pepperoni pizza because they just smother it with pepperoni. It's great. Yes, and I always get my mouth watering when I mention Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. Check them out. Stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Again, we're going to ask this trivia question. Who was the first president to live in the White House? All right? Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. 6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Michael McDougal McDowell. All right. Who was the first president to live in the White House?
Well, Washington did not live there.
Correct.
You know what? I'm going to say, I want to say Jefferson is probably too soon.
No, actually, it was John Adams.
John Adams. I almost was going to say Lincoln because I just feel like, you know, I know that was a lot years surpassed, but
I think during the War of 1812, I think they burnt it down. They had to rebuild it again.
Okay.
John Adams. All right. Okay. So now we're going to get into some kind of interesting topics here. So, you know, we covered last time about how these basketball players and coaches like Chauncey Billups were getting into trouble for all this weird gambling stuff. And now pitchers are now involved in gambling, like intentionally throwing a ball versus a strike. Obviously, can't be the other way around. But, you know, like how much they get paid for throwing the first ball versus a strike. You know, you can see it's kind of obvious. And, you know, they're not getting paid that much. Maybe for their friends, but I guess they're figuring, you know what? Here's an extra $5,000, $10,000 for just throwing the first ball. You know, I mean, it's funny because it doesn't affect the entire game, that one pitch, but it just leads to all kinds of bad stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, what was it? Emmanuel Chase and Luis Ortiz, who was with Cleveland, they were suspended, and, you know, they're involved in a big situation. But I think at one point, you know, one pitch would be $7,000. One pitch could be $5,000. And I think if my memory serves me right, I think there was even an opportunity where one pitch was actually like the players got like $30,000. So, you know, you add that stuff up. Now, why are they doing this? These guys are making millions of dollars. Is it just purely the greed? Is it the thrill of it? Is it what's the?
You know, it could be like A, I don't think I'm going to get caught. B, a little bit of the thrill of it. C, really easy money. All I have to do is just throw one pitch to be a ball, and the rest of it I can just do whatever I want. You know, pitch the way I should be pitching. You know, it's too tempting. Problem. My guess is it's too tempting. And it's kind of sad because a friend of mine, he volunteers at the juvenile hall. And he was telling me last night that one of the kids, he's got this really, you know, quote, sweet kid who's at juvenile hall who he's trying to mentor. And this kid apparently was a soccer superstar I'm trying to remember if he was playing in Canada or some other country other than U.S. But he had a contract to play in Major League Soccer or one of the United States teams. And he just did some stupid stuff and apparently bad enough that where he's going to be in, you know, juvenile hall / jail for 10 years. 10 years, yeah. He must have been, they won't tell, you know, what he did, but, you know, I mean, it could have been murder, could have been, you know, aggravated robbery, who knows what it was. But, you know, a kid like that, he had his whole life ahead of him. In professional soccer because he was that good, 17 years old.
And he's in Marin?
He's in California. In California.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, I think that's a perfect example and everybody needs to pay attention. You know, it's not about preaching, but it's really about hopefully teaching the lesson that here's a kid with this God-given ability. Now, obviously, he worked at it, extremely talented, but yet, sadly, as a result, his decision-making will affect him for the rest of life. I pray for the kid. I hope he rebounds. He's young. He's probably, what, 17? If he's in juvenile hall, he's 16 years old, 17 years old. So, you know, let's just say he's 16, okay, for the sake of conversation, maybe 17. So he's out at 27. The question is, could he radically change his life? Could he play soccer again? He's still pretty young. If he's that good, you never know, right? But overall, it's a really sad tale, isn't it?
Because apparently, you know, he had signed a contract. So it's not like he was just really good and hoping one day to be good enough to play.
Right.
He's also ready to play. But, you know, obviously bad morals corrupt good ones rather than the other way around. So he must have been hanging around the wrong people. You know, because I'm sure you know, there's on his own.
There's so many examples of that in sports and, you know, in general. And it's just,
before we came on, you were talking about the Alabama football player who's suspended.
Yeah. This kid, Dre Kilpatrick Jr., his dad was Dre Kilpatrick Sr. Now, if you're paying attention to the NFL, he played for the 49ers. I think he played for the Saints. Pretty good player. But Kilpatrick, three counts of reckless endangerment and tried to elude police Saturday night in Tuscaloosa. Kids driving a Primo Mercedes-Benz. I know that the cops attempted to actually stop the vehicle. They had his hands on the car, like getting him to stop in a parking lot area. He was in what is known as the Strip in Tuscaloosa. It was like a really heavily populated area, pedestrians, partiers. And apparently he eluded these cops and was cruising down the Strip. One of the other cops who was on patrol down there knew who he was, because that's the one thing. When you go to a place like Tuscaloosa, as opposed to Cal Berkeley or Stanford, if you're walking down the street or going down the restaurant, people know who you are. You know, it's a whole other ballgame. But they tried, he was at a high rate of speed. Officers finally apparently tried to actually block his pathway, and they had to get out of the way. So, I mean, you want to talk about stupidities. They finally caught up to this kid. Now he's in. But it's really weird because I guess the charges are like only misdemeanors. His bail was only like $1,500, but he's indefinitely suspended. Again, the moral of the story is here's a 19-year-old kid with a, you know, full ride scholarship driving a Primo Mercedes Benz for the University of Alabama. And
Now that the kid's paid, I mean, how much do we know how much he got paid?
No, I don't. I don't have that information, but it's a really, again, another sad commentary on on what's going on. I mean, is it arrogance? Where do you lose? How do you what was he drinking? Was he, you know, the guy's from a place called Gadsden City High School in Alabama, which is a really, really strong powerhouse school, but it's just like, how do you I don't get it.
He's not thinking, obviously. And it looks like Russ is joining us. Russ, are you there?
Yeah, first you say it's Monday, then you say it's today, then you say it's at 4:30, you say it's at 3 o'clock, then you say it's 3:30.
No, I didn't say 4:30. The only time I said 4:30 was
yesterday. You're as easy to follow as the NFL officiating these days.
Yeah. And now that we have Russell Jackman, let's go ahead and shift over to Russ. He was on assignment. Now he's not on assignment. He's on the show. Tell us a little bit of football stuff that you got going.
Okay, well, I wasn't even sure the show was going on today because you kept switching the time. So sorry. Is our guest here today or?
No, he had to set up for another.
I'm your guest.
Okay. Okay. So, actually, the one thing I wanted to first bring up was the fact that there's a gambling scandal now in baseball that's involving some baseball players.
We just talked about it.
You just talked about that. Okay. So I'll just put my vote on the I told you so. Side.
Oh yeah, hey, I've been with you on that, saying you got to get all this gambling stuff out. It's bad stuff.
We got to get FP Jr. out of Brazil and back on the show and tell him, you know, look at what happened. He was so upset when California didn't vote for the gambling, the online gambling stuff. And every day that we didn't, I'm glad we didn't. Anything we can do to make gambling more difficult to accomplish, I think, might be in society's best interests.
I mean, partly I'm hoping that enough people will get so frustrated with the fact that everything might be tainted that they'll be scared to gamble just because. It's like,
they should. It's one thing. you know, it's one thing when it's dice or cards, okay? You know, at least without really cheating, it's going to be some kind of odds that you can depend on. But when it's somebody just saying, hey, you know what? I'm supposed to go and make 24 points a game, so I'm going to make 23 and I'm going to miss that last shot, you know? And the team still wins, but I don't make the over and I make the bet that I put on myself to not, you know, make that happen. It's just nothing but danger. I mean, when you involve human beings in something like that and you give them the choice to either do something honestly or dishonestly to make a few bucks, inevitably people are going to go the dishonest route to make a few bucks.
And we're talking about how, from a pitcher, if it's like, okay, the first pitch is a ball, you go, okay, well, what's one pitch? That's not going to change the whole game, but it's just a bad situation.
And especially when you're talking individualized sports where, you know, you can't even have a teammate like pick up your slack or something, or it's individual statistics where you can, you know, where it's an over under on your own performance. So all you have to, your team can still win, but you can play like a dog and still, you know, make your bet happen.
I'll tell you what, let's go to our second commercial trivia question here. Where was the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Enjoy fewer crowds and the fall leaves at the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa in beautiful Lake Tahoe, where it is the perfect time to be hiking. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplaces, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can also relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Call 800-448-4000. 4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to make your reservations today. That's TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jagman has joined us. Second trivia question. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II? Mr. McDowell.
I'm going to say Fort Knox.
That was my guess as well. I'm sure it was.
I did say that was my guess before you said correct. So I hope I get at least partial credit for it, too. Where else would you want to put something like that? Was that important?
Where else can you keep it? I guess in that
secret room underneath the Lincoln statue in the memorial, right? Well, that was from National Treasure.
National Treasure, yeah. With
you gotta like pick up Lincoln's head and turn it to the right or something like that, and it opens up the secret.
Something like that. I do want to make a quick mention here also for the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge. Check them out. They have 500 feet of beachfront property. Getting into the last part of we're almost in wintertime. Get your skis ready for them in the future. But the weather's still not too bad. So check them out. TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com. Yes, Mike.
Hey, listen, we talk college football. I love this sport. I think it's fabulous. I think you guys love it too. But I got to mention this. The Ohio State remains number one, but kudos to those freaking Hoosiers of Indiana. Bloomington, Indiana. I'll never forget the great movie Breaking Away, and they have the little Indy 500 there. And there was a song, something like Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that from the Music Man?
Music Man.
That was a great movie. But listen, the Hoosiers are 10-0. They beat Penn State for the first time in the program's history. They're undefeated for the first time. And just what an insane football team. And I got to mention this because we are all from the West Coast. Kudos, I use that word. Congratulations, way to go. Attaboy. Fernando Mendoza, the California Golden Bear transfer. This kid is a stud, and you cannot tell me that he's not one of the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy. What he's doing is off the chart, and it just goes to show how a new team, a new place, a new Coach. Scenery, and the guy's transformed. Could he have done this, Cal? I don't know. I don't think so. But he's playing on an awesome team. Way to go, kid. I hope he gets a Heisman. I really do.
By the way, speaking about the Tahoe Lodge, if you leave right now, you might be able to get up there with traffic by Christmas. It's early November. So if you leave now, you might just make it by Christmas time. There's going to be a huge storm coming, and I have a feeling that anyone that's headed to Tahoe this weekend is going to get there in December sometime. But anyway, getting back to pro football, because I didn't get a chance. You did send me that little softball. If you had told me before the season started that at week 10, after week 10, the New England Patriots would be 8-2. Okay, I would say, what planet where was this being played on? Because it wouldn't be on Earth that the New England Patriots would be 8-2. I mean, the Colts being 8-2 is pretty hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
But they have some visible talent, at least from, if you look at it, they weren't so bad just a couple of years, like three years ago. You know, they were a decent team. But New England, you know, what is going on there? Especially because Travion Martin, who I had as a fantasy running back, didn't do anything for the first 8 or 9 weeks of the season. And now he's busting out all over with 146 yards rushing and really being the running back that New England never had when Tom Brady was there.
Who
would think about New England? I mean, they are definitely the surprise of the NFL. And they certainly can make a run of things. You know, another surprising team is the greatness of the Las Vegas Raiders. Can it get any worse than this for this this organization.
Pete Carroll's your beer. They would say, hold your beer. Hold their beer. They would ask you, Mike. They would ask you, Mike, to hold their beer, because I think they could be worse. You know, they're still the one win season, the zero win season that they haven't accomplished.
That's true. And you know, you guys know I'm in Jacksonville, and I got to tell you, and I don't think the rest of the NFL cares about Jacksonville or they're talking about, but I got to, they were on target to have a really, really great year. They're playing like garbage. The people are super down on Wonder Boy, their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. And now there's a lot of questions like, is this guy legit? I mean, he's a $50 million franchise quarterback, and they've lost like two in a row. I'm going to my first Jags game this season against the Chargers this weekend. So I think the Chargers will probably beat him. But, you know, Lawrence beat the 49ers, and then he beat on Monday Night Football, he beat the Chiefs. And man, there was a lot of hoopla about it. But to Russ's point, yeah, the New England Patriots are definitely and very exciting. The team that's also been disappointing, who I thought were going to be really, really good, probably atop the AFCS, or the Buffalo Bills, they continue to falter down. It's kind of a really, really sad news for that franchise.
But, you know, we may also, the road still may go through Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia is definitely the best team in the NFC East. The other teams, you know, Washington looked like they were turning their ship around, and now they're sunk. The Giants are just horrible like we all thought they'd be. And and the Cowboys are a total joke, especially at home. They're a total joke. So, I mean, it's basically a division that's being handed to Philadelphia. They're not going to have to work hard to win that one. And, you know, they'll get the bye for the first week. And, you know, they, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. That's an old saying, an old wrestling saying. And I think that it holds true for Philadelphia. It's still Saquon Barkley isn't having the kind of super year that he had last year, but he's still a big threat down low. And, you know, Hurts is still someone that they have to worry about. I mean, Washington is no longer a threat with the loss of their quarterback to that terrible injury. So, you know, but anybody could fall apart due to injury. The Niners are the perfect example. There's this comedian who was talking about the 49ers. He said 50% of the 49ers roster is hurt and the other half is injured.
Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, you know, and then, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, it's having a great football season, and I don't like this team at all because they just beat our 49ers. Matthew Stafford, this guy's got 25 touchdown passes. Right. So, I mean, kudos to the freaking Rams. I don't like saying it, but they're one of the better football teams in the NFL right now, and it's disappointing. The 49ers are just a shell of themselves, and you know, you look at the you look at that division, and you say, whoops, it's the Rams, it's the Niners, you know, the Cardinals are awful, but the Seattle Seahawks are also very good, and Detroit Lions 6-3. I mean, come on, it's a strange NFL year for all. There's a lot of parity is what I'm trying to say, at least it appears.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about Stafford. I mean, he's done stuff now that no quarterback or few quarterbacks have done in history, like throwing 20 touchdowns without an interception and having four touchdowns in the last three games consecutively. And it was so weird going into the season. Everyone was saying, well, Stafford's old. He's maybe one hit away from retiring and all that stuff. And you look across the state and you see Brock Purdy, young quarterback, signs a $50 million deal. He's got, you know, all these great weapons in front of him. Brock plays two games for the whole season, and who knows if he's going to play this Sunday or not. And Stafford has played flawlessly every play of the season so far, and we're past week 10. It's just, I hate to think that the Rams could win a Super Bowl this year, but you'd have a hard time convincing me after Sunday that they wouldn't.
Yeah, they dominated the 49ers in horrible fashion.
I've had enough of LA for this year. I've had enough. They got their win with the stupid Dodgers. That's enough. Enough, LA. You calm down because your Lakers are going nowhere. That is the one thing I am happy to say. It looks like the Lakers are stuck in mediocrity, even with the Luka Doncic trade. The trade that cost the Dallas GM his career, basically. You know, that you heard about him.
Well,
oh, and before we go on anything else, also peace home to Lenny Wilkins and to Michael Ray Richardson.
I was just going to say Michael Ray Richardson's, you know, Edward wasn't really too familiar with him, but great player, defensive player of the year in the NBA. Of course, we got to remember the big trade for Bernard King from the Warriors for Richardson. Richardson played for the Warriors, and he was really, you know, Russ, you know this, he really was one of those dynamite players, of course, involved in
people
terrible
compared him to Jordan. People compared him at the time and said he might be the next Michael Jordan. He might be right there with where Jordan right. was talent-wise.
But drugs played a tremendous role in his life and really kind of destroyed his career in essence. And so, you know, it's one of those great human tragedies that we've been talking about. We've talked about a few of those stories on the show today, but, you know, God bless his soul. He was a great player. And
if you want to talk about a story of triumph, it's Lenny Wilkins.
Yeah.
There's a guy who, you know, did everything right in his career. Yeah. And he won a championship when he was with Seattle, with the Sonics,
yeah.
you know, as the coach for the Sonics. And I mean, he lived to 88, and you know, he's definitely one of the all-time greats for the NBA. So, but got very little fanfare when he died. I don't think he was remembered too much because it'd been so long since he'd done anything in the NBA. I think a lot of modern fans just don't even know who he is or was.
I totally agree with you. I mean, if you were to talk to somebody like, hey, who's Lenny Wilkins? A lot of people would not be able to answer that question. And, you know, it's interesting. You know what, man? I got to tell you guys, just for the sake of conversation, it is something totally random. Let's see. Montreal Canadiens, 16-10. Devils, 16-11. Let's see how our San Jose Sharks are doing. Actually, they've won seven. Sharks are doing okay this year, 17-8. So maybe things are on the upswing for them. But I know we never talk NHL, but it's one of the best spectator sports there is, hands down. And the San Jose Sharks are probably one of the only teams that I'm aware of that were up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals and just absolutely collapse and lose 4 in a row.
Pretty
true. I got nothing to say.
One other thing about loss. Did you guys mention Paul Tagliabue died?
No, we did not.
That's another. He was another really historical sports figure. I mean, think about what he did as commissioner for the NFL for all those years. I mean,
yes, and it continued to be a little bit more morbid. Still, there are a lot of broken hearts at the loss of the Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland.
Oh, yes.
And Marshawn Nyland, and you guys can comment. I've been Edward and I were talking about this off the air. A really tragic, sad commentary on life, because here's a young man, you think he's got the world by his fingertips, but yet he's so broken inside that, you know, where's his hope? I'm going to say this, hope is always in God. That's all I can say to anybody. So, you know, the guy had no hope and it was so bad he took his own life, and it's an absolute tragedy.
All right, guys, we have to go to our last commercial break here. Who was the first televised president? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown. Last time for today, Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Third trivia question: who was the first televised president? And if no, Mike, it was not George Washington.
Jefferson.
Jefferson. No.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't it Truman?
No.
Eisenhower. No. Yes.
No. One more before. Who before Truman?
FDR?
Yes. FDR was the first
television. I didn't know television was around in the 40s.
In the 40s. Okay, I do have a silly joke here. So NASA is about to launch a new mission to say sorry to the aliens for Earth polluting space. It's called Apollo G.
Yes. We did. We should.
That's cute.
I like that. You like that one? All right.
Yeah, that's cute.
We're almost ready for our thoughts for the day. Any last words from you guys before we check out?
Let's see. Go Warriors are about to face San Antonio after back-to-back disasters, back-to-back against Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City right now, all I got to say is it's Oklahoma City's NBA, and the rest of the teams, it's their privilege to be in it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right now, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
All right, guys. We're going to have some guests coming on next show.
We are. Yeah, here's my thoughts of the day. If you're down and blue, just keep the faith, keep going strong, and you know what? It'll be okay. Listen, life is worth living.
Here are my thoughts for the day. So I tried to marry my ex-wife, but she figured out I was only after my money. And my current wife just left me. She said my life revolves around football, and she's sick of it. And I'm really upset because, you know, we were together for 7 seasons. All right.
For a timeout.
What for a timeout?
You should have called for a timeout.
Okay.
Yeah, you're living in your own private Idaho, my friend.
Yes, I am. All right, audience.
Russ will get that.
Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Adios, amigos.